Cape Talk. Cape Talk. A world view from London with Adam Gilchrist.
Good morning, Adam Gilchrist. Hope you are well. We're going to be starting in Moscow. And more attacks on the Russian capital. We had the drone attacks at the Kremlin just weeks ago. And now another attack on Moscow, which the Russian president is blaming on Ukrainian drones again.
Yeah, there are drone attacks all the time on the Ukrainian capital. I mean, if not every day, then every other day, certainly. And so here we have drone attacks on Moscow itself. Extraordinary. Who was the last person to attack Moscow? I don't think Hitler's forces got that far. So we might be talking Napoleon. Anyway, the Russian president, Vladimir Putin, has responded to these drone attacks. He has absolutely accused Ukraine of trying to intimidate, of trying to frighten Russians. He's absolutely blamed Ukraine for the attacks as well. And it seems that 8 drones, more or less, caused minor damage and landed specifically in areas where there are exclusive homes, so perhaps senior party members, that sort of person living there. The Moscow mayor says no one was seriously injured, but there are certainly senior officials whose homes were shaken by all of this. It is the first time that the city has been targeted by multiple drones since the Russian invasion of Ukraine. It doesn't, of course, necessarily mean it was Ukraine. It could be Ukrainian-backed forces within Russia, and there certainly are sympathizing elements within Russia itself, but we actually don't really know at this stage. But the bottom line is it's escalating, yeah. And that in itself is a big worry.
And then a growing in tension in a region that even resulted in a word for it, Balkanization. There's been Balkan tension. Kosovo and Serbia are edging towards a violent future. Gosh, it sounds like 1991 again.
Yes, it could go horribly wrong, couldn't it? Yes, the Yugoslav civil war that then became a factionalized series of battles and wars. And all this, particularly with Kosovo in mind, 25 years ago or so, in their case. There's been a NATO peacekeeping force there ever since. Now there's a feeling of here we go again, because of antipathy between Serbia's president and Kosovo's prime minister. So in recent elections within Kosovo, a lot of Kosovan Serbs, and it's all about the ethnic boundaries, a lot of Kosovan Serbs within Kosovo itself decided they wouldn't vote in the elections. I mean, it was a 3.5% turnout. As a result, the ethnic Albanian candidates for mayor got in the landslide in all sorts of areas. And now the ethnic Albanians have been put into power. Effectively, they had to sort of push people out of the way. There have been protests, and it's complicated, but the boiling tensions are there, so much so that NATO is now sending another 700 soldiers specifically to join its K4 force in Kosovo, Kosovo force. There were 50,000 once upon a time, but they're obviously a bit aware of this. And there was violence on Monday in the town of Zvečan when 30 NATO troops were assaulted. So Kosovo and Serbia are blaming each other for trying to destabilize the region. The EU and the US are trying to broker a peaceful accord. Oh, it's tricky. Yeah. It really is.
And then finally, the perils of AI, artificial intelligence. Experts claim the tech could endanger all of us. Well, I could have told him that for free a couple of years ago.
Yeah. Yeah, exactly. At some point. I mean, if you've seen the film WALL-E, that could be the sort of future where robots roam around doing things on behalf of, well, seemingly no human beings. And according to a bunch of experts, I mean, several dozen experts, including the boss of OpenAI, the boss of Google, DeepMind, they have all supported a statement, quote, artificial intelligence could lead to the extinction of humanity. At which point you go, whoa, let's just row back a little bit. And my word, the idea of extinction, because we've invented something, mind you, we also have invented nuclear weapons, which could also lead to the end of humanity. But what they're saying is AI is absolutely in the same category as nuclear weapons and pandemics. Others suggest these fears are overblown, but the Center for AI Safety website has come up with a bunch of stuff. They say AIs could be weaponized, even things like drug discovery. Artificial intelligence could then end up building chemical weapons. AI generated misinformation. The power of AI could become increasingly concentrated in fewer and fewer hands. And isn't that the way with things? When something gets invented, is it for the good of humankind, or does it end up in, I don't know, Vladimir Putin and Joe Biden's pockets? An enfeeblement where we become so dependent on AI that we become like those non-existent human beings in WALL-E.
I often turn to the words of fictional philosopher Dr. Ian Malcolm in Jurassic Park. Your scientists were so preoccupied with whether or not you could, they didn't stop to think whether or not they should. Adam Gilchrist, looking forward to tomorrow's on The Worldview.